It is Monday, June 23rd, 2014, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now in Studio 123 is Becca Martin-Brown, Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I like this studio. It's fun.
It is a fun studio.
Plus, I've given her a whole bunch of stuff, so it's kind of like being at home. Speaking of being at home,
yes,
it's Arts Center of the Ozarks musical time, but that has nothing to do with what's going on in the fall.
Okay.
They need some other music on the Art Center of the Ozarks stage besides what they produce. And so the serendipity season ends up being a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
This year they tried something new, the Main Street Music Nights. And it
went
over really well. It was a chance to be up close and personal with the performers in the downstairs gallery in a very house concert kind of feel. So next year, the Main Street Music Nights will be August 8th, Music to Rob a Train By, An Evening with the Coverlets.
Oh.
It's a musician named Leo Mazow and Brittany Stevenson, and they do American folk rock and country.
You know, I think I heard them at a bar this summer, out on a patio, and their voices were great.
Was it wonderful?
Their voices were really fun to listen to.
And then November 22nd is Brick Fields. Mm-hmm. They're awesome.
Of course.
January 10th is Walking the Line with Chris Cash. He played at the Wrecking Ball they had recently. And he does his own indie rock sound, plus a lot of mashup stuff.
I missed him. Okay.
November 15th and May 2nd are the ACO Chorale concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And then December 7th and April 25th, the Arkansas Winds Community Concert Band concerts, both of which are traditions.
Yes.
And in between there, they will be having the Tales from the South on the Road with Paula Morrell back on March 15th.
Wonderful.
You can find out more about this by calling ACO, of course, at 751-5441. And there are all sorts of ticket packages, so you can plan ahead.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is Features Editor, Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.